Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, Road Trippin' fans, homage t-shirts are as ferocious as the dunks or bangouts Richard and Channing throw down from time to time, and their softness can't even be matched. Homage has been turning back the clock with throwback tees for years. From the NBA to the Ultimate Warrior, you know, the tee that LeBron wore on the plane after leading the Cavs to its first title the city had seen in over 50 years. Well, Homage tells the stories of triumph, individualism, and hustle, preserving the old school and creating new legacies. Go to homage.com, that's H-O-M-A-G-E, and pay homage with your favorite tee. Be sure to check out the NBA Jam tees and one exclusively made for me and you. Better yet, three other tees designed specific to the Road Trippin' fam you'll want to check out. We're road tripping at homage.com. On this edition of Road Trippin', Larry Nance Jr. returns for what was quite the episode. It was such an episode that this is only part one. Part two drops a week from today. Jr. and the crew talk life for Larry in Wyoming and Akron. Jr. is also a huge soccer fan, as well as a fan of video games, like Channing. In fact, Channing is such a gamer, he considers himself the Greek freak, if you watch the NBA and you watch the Milwaukee Bucks, you know who we're talking about, of the video game Overwatch. Yeah, he said it. Also, with Angel Gray on board, they dive into the status and future of equality in the WNBA, as well as Channing sharing his shooting story with one of the greatest of all time, Diana Taurasi. Again, it's only part one with this week's guest on Road Trippin', Larry Nance Jr.
All right, thank you, Allie. It's another edition of Road Trippin'. Channing was just talking. We're here off the air before we started about Bennekens.
Yep.
Please continue. We'll introduce our featured guest in a moment.
So here's a story. Second year, and was in Boston and wasn't going to play the next day and was bored, had already got my workout done, and one of my teammates recommended the best happy hour he's ever seen. And I said, where? Like, what's the name of this club? Like, what's up? He goes, no. It's Bennekens, like in some financial district. And I said, stop it. So he said it was from 3 to 6, which is, again, like John says, an aggressive working man's, you know, happy hour. Mm-hmm. We walk into Bennekens at 3:45. And when I tell you, it was like a great episode of Cheers in there. I had the greatest time. Pretzel burgers, beer.
By yourself?
Chowder. No. It's just me and him. We end up making friends with God knows who. You know, so if you ever saw me at that Bennekens, hey, I love you. I love you. We had, and it ended up being from 3:45 to about 9. I know a couple dudes definitely got yelled at. by their wives. This was supposed to be a quick 3:30 to 5. Big Dog was ordering shots around 7, and it was through for them.
Bennekens in Boston.
Ooh, boy, Bennekens was hitting. And then I'm not going to lie to you. I am a big Applebee's guy. Big Applebee's guy. Some of the greatest times of my life have been in an Applebee's. Hopefully that get a sponsorship me.
Applebee's over like Chili's, though, dude?
Oh, yes. Over that's Chili's? An argument in my house.
Over
Southwest
Fridays?
Rolls?
So Fridays is more nostalgia.
Like, right? Fridays, we would go to Friday because we are fries.
Oh.
Yep, the parents. And the mozzarella sticks. And then when they put the Jack Daniels shrimp and steak, boom. But nothing beats the unlimited nacho riblet chicken tender basket in a big frozen mug. No, no, it's they're different things. So I would order the riblet basket. Somebody would order the chicken nugget basket. Somebody would order the nacho basket. And we would sit there for hours and grub and drink gigantic beers. This is in college.
Operative word being unlimited, obviously.
Unlimited.
Obviously.
Oh, man. We had unlimited stomach aches also. But it was still delicious nonetheless.
And with that, let's introduce our featured guest. It is Larry Nance. Good to see you, buddy.
Larry
Junior.
Jim Nance Jr.
Junior.
Jim Nance Jr. and Channing Tatum here.
Oh, man. Shout out to the Xbox attorney. It's a guy we play with
Shout
online.
Out to Donkeysaurus.
Oh, oh, gosh. So you guys are gamers?
Oh, well,
I've
man.
Seen you yeah. game, but I didn't know about
Larry. He plays
Larry.
The same game that I do.
Oh, no.
Do you guys go against each other?
No,
no,
we're,
no we're always
team.
On the same team.
Oh,
we're on
this
the same
is cool.
team. Teamwork makes a dream work.
Yeah, you know, like, the book bag that you brought in?
Yes.
That's Channing on my back when we play video games.
Wow. Oh, I can't even drink my sparkling soda.
Cheers, by the way, everybody.
Oh, yeah, cheers.
Cheers. Very nice.
Cheers. Ding. So, listen, we play this game Overwatch, and I introduced this lovely angel of a video game to Larry. And Larry is good at one player. Larry is exceptional at one player.
I'm so glad you changed that from good to exceptional, because it's true.
But for me, I am above average at about 14.
What does that mean he's good for one player, as a non-gamer?
Larry
plays good for one player.
Reinhardt. Now, it's this gigantic guy with a shield. So basically, Larry walks forward.
And a big hammer. I have a giant hammer.
This gigantic hammer.
Seems like something that would be...
Yes.
Okay.
And everybody has to either heal him or save him the whole time.
Oh.
Him.
Larry.
That is,
yes.
that is
talking
about
he
Larry.
He has a hammer.
Yeah, no, but
he doesn't use
can't
it.
Heal himself. No, no, no. Oh. So his thing is he has to move, let's say, a payload. So by payload, we have to get something that moves. You have to be around it from point A to point B. So you have to work as a team to back the other team up until you get to these checkpoints. It's actually a lot of fun. So it's a big teamwork game. This is Larry's job. Hold your shield up, swing that axe for a little bit, put your shield back up.
That's ridiculous. My job, here you go.
No,
my job
that's
is
his job. And no. what our job is to save Larry all the time. Save Larry. Don't let Larry die.
That is
because he stays
ridiculous.
Right on the payload.
Hold on. Am I or am I not the most important player on almost every team?
Yes, because your shield is ginormous.
Yes, I am. Because I'm a very good Reinhardt. And my job is not raise my shield, swing hammer, raise shield. It's protect. I have a shield, right? So I hold it up and I absorb damage so all my teammates can do damage and not take any.
This is true.
Hmm.
So he holds down the button.
I'm a true big man. I'm a true center.
You're a true
That's
center.
Amazing.
You are a true shot blocking center.
Yes.
While I am a multi-versatile, faceted human being that can play multiple positions.
Decently.
I'm basically the Giannis.
Oh,
all right. Let's pump our brakes.
Positionless.
I need a clarification.
I might turn into the
coach. This is game? Is
don't.
This
yes.
video games or overall?
This is a video game.
Okay.
Named Overwatch.
Did you just call yourself Giannis?
Yeah,
he
I'm
did.
The Giannis.
That is.
I'm the new up and coming. Just call me a flex player.
Then I'm
That's
Shaq.
It.
I get to be Shaq.
I
Most
would
dominant
say,
player in the game.
No, you would be more.
Don't
Mark
do
Eaton.
Oh.
Shot blocker.
That's
but
that,
I can throw
nothing,
it to you in the post sometime.
Mark
you're going
to
get a couple
so
kills. But that's
me.
Not really what you're there for. You're there to be big in the paint.
That is,
you know?
That is so
you're
disrespectful.
You're eating up room.
That is so disrespectful. My Reinhardt is grandmaster.
That's well, hopefully we'll tag Overwatch and Blizzard here, and they'll look at your stats and see where you are compared to the other people.
Grandmaster.
But let's talk about who else you play video games with.
I was going to say, you guys were mentioning that a teammate of yours is less than adequate.
Who's
worse?
We can use subpar.
Big Z.
Oh, I just saw him too.
Big Z or Big Z or whom, Channing?
Or Jetty.
So
Jetty plays?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Jetty plays. Me and Jetty play Call of Duty on the road. The blackout mode, so it's like the Call of Duty Fortnite, right?
Okay.
And so there's 100 people, and me and him are on a team of two, and we try to eliminate everybody else and be the last team standing.
Have you ever got first?
No, not once. Not even close to, like, that's not true. I finished second Jetty was already dead. Jetty was already dead. Just like 20 minutes ago. But so when Sam Decker was on the team, we had a squad, right? It was me, Jetty, Zizic, and Sam. Mm. And we were highly toted, very underperforming though, right? It was bad because me and Sam would be try to be barking out orders, and these two foreign guys are like, "What? Where is that? I don't know where to land.
Where did you go?"
Yes, and so Jetty would, you know, knowing enough English, would follow us to where we were supposed to go, and then Z would end up, you know, he would end up way the hell over there and die.
Following the yellow brick road.
Yes, die instantaneously. So we were playing 3-on-4 for the majority of our time. We just were so bad because Jetty doesn't know how to, you know, Jetty. What
was it? Is it a communication problem?
It's a language barrier right now. Yeah, it's a language barrier. You know,
Jetty needs code words.
He does, because there's like a compass at the top of your map, right? And so you say like, hey, there's somebody at. It's very military based. And so hey, there's somebody at 10 o'clock. You know, 10 o'clock being like 200 on your compass, right?
Sure.
So somebody at 10 o'clock. That's, you know, how we're supposed to call it out. Meanwhile, Jetty will just go, there's somebody on my left. There's somebody in front of me. I don't know where that's at.
Doesn't do any good.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm somewhere else. You're in front of me, could be behind me. You know what I mean? So we just don't mesh well. But, you know, if I backpack Channing, then I luggage Jetty. It's bad.
I'm it's just bad. Refusing to acknowledge the backpack. No, we can check the overall
It's a nice
stats.
Backpack.
You want to check? I'll put you on blast right now.
Go for it.
How many hours have you played of Overwatch?
Gross.
Say, no, do it. Do it.
And
go ahead.
You better hope your wife's not listening.
300. Oh, no. She knows it.
Both of you are married. I mean, goodness gracious.
Well, I'm newly married.
Here's what happens. I go, hey, babe, the kid's sleeping? Yeah. What are you doing? Now that I'm just doing some, and then she hears boop, 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 that little Xbox thing light up, and she's like, "Are you playing that?" Oh,
so this happens from when we play like from 3 to 12 at night,
basically.
The
I
kids
play at
fall
night
asleep
a lot. Like I can't sleep anyway, so right. I'm like, and my boy that we other play with, is in Seattle. Wow, and and then the other guy we play, Xbox Attorney, who is literally the funniest human being on earth, plays ever. From Orlando. So a bunch of us play. We'll try to get a team, and we go out and play. But, you know, these dudes are taking this game pretty seriously now when you get to the level that we're at. And so you can't just randomly get on. It's like a crapshoot. You could play with a 10-year-old, or you could play with a guy who's legit sitting in his house.
You got to play
or
with a 35-year-old NBA player.
Yeah, getting slayed.
Getting carried.
Getting wigs, snatching wigs.
Snatching.
There's a guy who has a gigantic hook that he throws, and he pulls you close to him and shoots you with a gigantic shotgun. And that's my guy's name is Roadhog. And so I'll be like, well, I'm up here snatching wigs. But this is what we do on the road most of the time. We eat dinner.
No idea.
Have a few glasses of vino and play video games. Mm-hmm. And try to win basketball games.
Glamorous, huh?
This is actually pretty awesome. You know what I was thinking of doing? Seeing for maybe the second half of the season, if we could just rent a little banquet room with 4 or 5 TVs and see if we all just can't bring our things down there so at least we're in the same room when we talk to each other.
So you can make that happen.
Team bonding. But like,
we could do the next episode from down there while.
That would be tight.
That would be tight. Everybody would
be
there.
Tight, huh?
Does that help?
It would help, but it would hurt because when you're talking on your headset, you would hear them talking to other people, so it would almost be confusing.
Yeah.
But then we could have Madden tournaments. People play FIFA. Oh,
yes.
Sounds like it's up
here.
Here
we go.
Larry's a soccer fan, right?
You're
a
big soccer fan. Yeah. Oh, man.
God, Larry has a huge soccer boner.
How does that happen?
Wow. I mean, all right.
Larry watches soccer on his phone, streams it.
Look, I'm learning the things we're allowed to say in this podcast. So apparently, so now boner is in play. All right.
soccer would.
Yeah. No, I'm not. That's
appropriate.
That's totally appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, even
favorite team.
My favorite team, Chelsea. Mm,
Premier League guy.
Yes. Why? I'm a big Premier League guy. Huh. Why? Because I had two friends on that team, right? Thibaut Courtois, who was the goalkeeper, and Eden Hazard, who was, you know, their left wing.
They're
right?
From where?
Both from Belgium.
But how do you know?
mutual respect. You know, they like basketball. I like soccer. So therefore,
so
we just
how did
connected.
You met them on the Lakers?
I met them on the Lakers. Yes, but then I go over there every summer to watch some soccer.
You actually fly out there to watch soccer games.
I'm gonna go as soon as our season ends. I'm going, and as soon as right before our season starts, I'm going to England.
Well, you're about that life. All right,
I'm
do you get? I mean, you're from Akron. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, how does that,
how do you play?
How does that happen?
Like in the court. Okay. Channing, I gotta put this out there. Channing thinks that Akron is farmland.
Yeah.
He
is.
Thinks. Angel.
Okay. Stop
it. He thinks that Akron is farmlands. Like, I bought a house this summer, and he's like, "Oh, how are your chickens doing? Like, how are your cows? Did you know have a? Did you crack the eggs and make an omelet from your
Your farm fresh eggs?
Yes. Yes.
Well, say get off. Let me have some, dog. He churns his own butter. Larry said he doesn't like spicy stuff. I was like, because you don't have any spicy crops this year.
Oh, see. Well, I just Googled Akron, and I see buildings. I see.
Angel's don't come at us like
Angel's
that.
Googling.
Angel, where are you, where are you from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
No, she's from the outskirts.
I'm from Mountain, Georgia.
Oh,
which is
wow.
Exactly.
Still
Akron is way more popular than Stone Mountain, Georgia.
No offense to Stone Mountain, Jordan. That
wait a minute.
You know, like, the beginning of racist movies are like Stone Mountain, Georgia, 2018. And it's like dark with somebody going through with a car, like,
tumbleweeds
lock your
across.
Doors. Yeah. No. There's a different type of danger out there. Lock your doors in Stone Mountain now. In Atlanta, no, thank you.
It's beautiful.
Look, okay, all so I know on, is that back. Stone Mountain and Chandler don't compare to Akron.
Yeah. Chandler is number 7 fastest growing city in America. How about your boy?
And we have fireworks.
Oh, you guys have fireworks?
Yes, we do.
Congrats.
Thank you.
They can't have fireworks. You know, the corn's going to catch on fire. Girl, it's dry.
We can't have fireworks.
Well, anyways, let's talk about soccer.
I'm sick of you.
So,
all
wait.
Right, let's do it.
So, when did this love for soccer begin?
So when I played up until last year, I played soccer for longer than I played basketball in my life, right? I love soccer, played it forever, and then I grew and figured it was time to, switch.
Hold on. It was just because you grew or not because your dad's?
It was just because I grew.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. I like that you had options. I respect that.
It was just because I grew. But then I went to college and started playing FIFA with my roommates and teammates and all that stuff, and then just really got attached to it, started watching it, claimed a team, and I'm a diehard Blues now.
How does that claiming take place? I mean, I've always wondered that. If you have no association with any,
I was a free agent. So I just, from playing FIFA, from watching soccer, I just really liked the pace at which Chelsea played at. You know, they're pretty. They try to blitz you outright, right when the game starts. A lot of teams, are very, very methodical with it and just kind of, hope for like a 0-1 victory. Nah, Chelsea's going to come out and see if they can put you down 2-3 in the hole right away. So, therefore, I enjoyed it. What's up, Angel?
You know you don't have to raise your
hand. All I want to say is Atlanta United won.
Respect.
Thank
Much
you.
Respect
that's all I want
to
say.
Welcome to the club. It's your first one.
I just.
Do you know who they beat?
No, I do not.
No.
Oh, I do.
Okay, great.
My favorite MLS team.
I believe it's Portland.
The Timbers.
Yeah, I believe it's Portland.
Honestly.
Why is that your favorite MLS team?
Oh, I've been to more MLS games than any other sporting event.
See, you're playing possum. I thought you were non-soccer.
Yeah. No. I'm non. I like European soccer. I like American soccer.
You like 4-3 soccer?
No, I like
one,
soccer.
Not
I don't
one
know
nil
about football.
Soccer.
I love MLS, the Timbers. We are champions. I thought we were going to win this year.
Save the Crew. We did it.
Yeah, they're still around. Those games are fun.
Columbus Crew. Yeah, I mean,
that little stadium and everything. That's a fun little venue.
It's a cozy environment, like really cool.
Oh, MLS is cracking.
Oh yeah,
Portland Timbers games. Timbers Sounders, Seattle Sounders is bananas.
Yeah,
bananas. Best time you'll have. You just got to pick a team and ride with them, and then learn to hate the other team.
No. Atlanta United. Those games.
Crazy.
It's like an English environment.
You
like
know
they
what?
Have
I'm
going to
tell you. I'm
going to
tell
you. Know what?
Flares,
I just have
whatever
this
comes
pride
out,
right now.
Somebody go ahead and get the stats. We have had the longest sellout. We have to actually continually rebuild our stadium.
because
we whom
more and more the city of Portland.
He right. has to continuously be
the city of Portland.
He's from Arizona, and now he's like we.
No, no, no. I was born in New York, raised in Arizona. Am I a Phoenician? 100%. But now that I have roots, now that my children have been born in Portland, mm-hmm. I'm an Oregonian.
Hmm.
Oregonian.
I'm a transplant. I'm where the winners are.
I'm sick of you.
And their oxygen is a lot better than everywhere else in America. So, you know, for me, it's really big. I'm trying to be clean and wonderful when I leave the NBA.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Mm-hmm. West Coast stuff. Hey, you get drafted to the West Coast.
Yes.
Okay, you go.
From what school?
From
Wyoming.
University of Wyoming.
Is that how you? Wait. You just say Wyoming, boo. Like a cow? Wyoming.
What?
No.
It's everywhere I go, farmland.
Wyoming? Literally. I've been to Wyoming.
Hold on. What parts of Wyoming have you been to? Let me guess. Jackson Hole. Exactly.
Yeah, I actually went fishing out there.
And you're going to claim that as farmland? No, that's beautiful and you know
it's desert.
It's beautiful and
I went and shot moles.
It's beautiful and you know it.
It is beautiful.
Thank you.
The trout are luscious. Mm-hmm. And wonderful creatures of God.
What are some amazing things about Wyoming? Tell us. Talk up your...
About amazing. So my favorite things about my experience at college is that...
Yes, yes, yes.
So, like, there is no other... The only team they have to root for, there's no other four-year university than the University of Wyoming in the entire state, right?
Cowboys.
And so, yeah, because nobody can get there. So horse and buggy.
And so we are like a professional sports team. You know, you play basketball, you play football, and it's like you go anywhere in the state.
Rodeo.
They've got their little – all right, our rodeo team is badass. Don't knock
rodeo?
Us. Yes.
First of all, okay.
Rodeo wrestling. Those are our two.
I respect rodeo belts. I've been to two rodeos before.
Rodeo belts?
I try everything.
What's that?
Oh, the rodeo championship belts?
Oh,
the dudes?
Okay. I think you
forget them from Phoenix.
Yeah,
the buckles? Oh, yeah. The buckles are hardcore.
The buckles are hardcore parkour. Mm. But, no. Rodeos, people go, oh, man, that's, you know, on TV, if you watch it, you're like, that's crazy.
Yes.
When you see these animals in person, yeah, hold on. Let me strap the nuts up on a F-150 make it angry and get on his back.
Yes.
That's approved.
Yes.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hit a car on his nuts and then let it sit on there for about 4 seconds.
That's exactly what it is.
Waiting to ram you with its sharp horns.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I said, not for a no amount of money on this earth.
And we're amongst the best in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being an amateur?
No.
And you're just like... Here, get on old Bessie
over here.
Yeah,
get on
this 1,000-pound oxen.
But I like how we both came up with Bessie.
Bessie,
like,
is
that's just a classic
the name for everything. But let's keep going to Wyoming. Does Wyoming send you free gear ever?
No, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
No, they don't.
Maybe they should. Maybe after the podcast.
Yeah. But that's not like I don't want to go out. I don't want to like knock them. But
what
like,
are they sponsored
just...
by? New Balance?
No, they're new. Come on, man. That's just
a question.
Nothing against New Balance.
I'm starting
that's,
low.
That's again. That's
I'm starting
that's
low just... and working my
look,
way up.
Look,
New Balance, Under Armour.
Look, two strikes.
Asics.
Adidas. Look, two strikes.
Fila.
Mark Eaton Asics. And New Balance. Those you have two strikes. One more, and we can have problems,
dude.
No, we're Adidas. We switched from Nike to Adidas last year.
Did you get your jerseys from the East Bay reversible joints?
Larry, I know you're better than this. You better
Angel.
Speak up for yourself.
Angels.
Come out
the
like
things
this,
I want. I can't say the things I want.
You
to.
Can
100%
no,
actually
yes,
this is the exact
just,
this is the exact place that you can.
I can't. He said, "Did you get your jersey from the East Bay?" What is wrong with you?
This is a good place
like
to
I
do
know
that.
A page.
Division 2. Come on. We had 20 AA? Look, we had 20 wins my entire career.
Okay, name me 3 good teams y'all beat.
I can name you 3 top 5 teams we beat.
Name them.
San Diego State, UNLV, and San Diego State.
You said Samuel L.
State?
San Diego State.
Samuel Jackson State.
Sam yeah. Houston State. Yes.
San Diego State.
Twice.
Who was on that team?
There are no pros.
What?
No pros. Okay. Jamal Franklin, who's really good over in China. Really good.
Okay. I respect that.
Jamal Franklin, Winston Shepherd.
You're making up names now.
No, I'm not. No,
you're
I'm
making
not.
Up names.
No, I'm not.
Okay, but name then another team. What was the other team?
UNLV.
Who was on that team?
Anthony Bennett. in college who was a dog. You can't say, okay. Look, was in college, was a dog. Okay. Leave him alone. Anthony Bennett was on that team. Mike Mosier was on that team. Caton Reinhart was on that team.
Reinhart was on the team. Now I know you're making up names.
Oh, of course, Reinhart.
BG McCoffee Cup was on that team.
This is ridiculous. I'm so sick of him. There's so much disrespect in the room right now.
I'm so sorry, Wyomingites. Look, Wyomingans. What are they called? Wyomingans. Wyomingians?
I don't really know. Wyomingites.
Wyomans.
Wyomians?
People of Wyoming.
Mm.
Yes.
That sounds nice.
All yes. Seven of you guys.
It's like 500,000. Yeah. Oh. And you can't even say you guys. Like, I'm
an Ohio Akron,
right? I'm from a different farm.
That's not that far. It's just hot farmy.
It's not that
cold farmy.
Hold on. Which one is hot farmy?
Wyoming?
No. Wyoming is colder. It's colder than Ohio.
No.
Significantly.
Corner.
Stop it.
I consistently walked to class in negative 20s.
Mm.
You see what? I would have quit college. I would have honestly said enough is enough. It ain't worth it.
No, you wouldn't have. Where would you? All right, if you didn't go to Arizona, where would you have gone? And I'll answer the question with mine.
Everywhere else was on a table, but like.
Oh, yeah. All right, Mr. Five Star.
No, no, no. Oh, I definitely would. I was more like 2.5 stars.
Everywhere else on the table. Coach K. Coach K was at my door.
I would have tried to go to North Carolina, Kansas.
Oh, my gosh. Right, exactly. So you could have left and been all right. You know where I would have gone?
Huh.
Ashland.
In California?
No, in Ohio.
Ohio.
Oh, is that a school?
Ashland,
is that an art
indeed,
school?
Yes.
Ashland. I would have gone to Ashland.
You would have gone there?
That Toledo pulled their scholarship. I could have gone to Tri-C.
Tracy.
It's right downtown.
Exactly. Tri-C.
Yeah.
Tri-City?
Tri-C.
Mm-mm. Tri-C?
Yes.
Like high C, but Tri-C.
Like three yeah. C's. Right. Yes, three C's.
It's what does that stand for?
Cuyahoga Community
Cleveland.
College.
Cleveland?
Cuyahoga Community College. Yeah.
You look like a community college dude, though.
Don't you dare attack our future
Angel.
Guest this
Angel.
Way.
Angel.
That was worse than Mark.
Why am I
every day?
This is not okay.
Or Jiffy,
why am I on this podcast?
You need to stand up for yourself.
You know, why am I on this podcast?
Out of pocket.
This is Akron,
and it looks lit. It looks lit.
You need to come down for a weekend, because this
is... Yeah, it's good. You have to go down. This is getting ridiculous.
That's it.
Hold on. It takes 2 hours. It takes me 20 minutes from the practice facility. And he's like, it takes 2 hours to get to Akron.
And he also said... Horse and buggy in Wyoming. So
right,
you're not
I know.
That
I'm letting that
right
one
now.
Go
so
because that's
we're
not
going to leave that.
The Jiffy McGill.
I will
he
say
said,
this:
McCafe, coffee McCafe.
Dude,
I'm learning.
He fell
more
asleep
being
to
here.
The horseshoes on the cobblestones. He's like, ah, Wyoming, so worth it. So wait.
What?
Here, okay. Listen, what? let's get back to the facts here.
Oh, no. The facts.
You were a tiny little boy. In what? The seventh grade, and then you grew to be 6'7". What was that like?
I was
a freshman, you were a point guard, right?
I was 5'10 as a sophomore in high
yeah.
school.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
What do you want me to do about it?
Well, you did something about it, so we're done.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
A
foot later, you know, 8 years down the road, and now I'm being publicly humiliated and just embarrassed by my vet.
They can't embarrass you. You're doing your thing right now, but your history is kind of funny.
This is also the vet that threw the ball to the bench.
This is
yes.
Well, you know what? I don't blame him for that. That
no.
was Collins.
I said the same. I said this.
That was Collins.
That was Collins. That,
I said
he was standing
there.
He was calling for the ball.
There was an unnatural motion that
yes.
came from
yeah.
that corner.
He was
all,
calling for the ball.
I didn't say it was his fault. I just said there was something weird going on in that corner.
I like
that's
to.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, there's something
I like
weird.
To keep things real on the podcast. Number one, what was I doing dribbling? Number two, I'm not a passer. Number three, like almost like a Tyrannosaurus Rex, if I'm focused, I was looking at a Blossom game
he has
the
no
whole
peripheral.
Time.
Right.
And then when I saw somebody go, hey,
yep.
right? I made the little video on
unnatural.
Purpose.
It was unnatural.
And I go, oh, shit. It was
a great
open.
Pass, too.
Ooh,
it was defense rotating.
It was a great pass.
That would have
crispy
been...
on the point missile.
Right.
On time, on target.
It yes. would have been a bucket. But you know what? Yeah, no more passing.
No, I understand.
You know, I'm
that
trying to
sense.
Dribble the least. Dribbling is honestly like, to me, at this point in my career, like running up and down seven times.
Hold on. At this point in your career, have you ever been a dribbler?
No. You know what happened?
Yes.
Stephon Marbury, when I was a rookie, goes, Channing, only dribble it once. I'll pass to you all the time. And I go,
that's awesome.
Okay.
Okay. And somebody goes, Channing, why don't you work on your handles? And I was like, nah, I'm all right. I'll be good. Yeah, post moves. It's like one dribble, two dribble, hook shot, right? I could do a crab dribble.
Really,
but
sure.
All this left and right stuff, you know how tiring that is? I can't do it.
What he's Larry not wrong.
Yeah, it's so tiring. And Larry's a point forward.
Larry's
we call him
a point
10.
Forward. Yeah.
He's a one, the four, and a five.
That's true.
Larry's
I mean, you pretty much do everything.
No, dude, we have less than 3 months left to go in the season. Think about that. We have a week off in February, 10 days.
February is a nice month.
That's wonderful.
Mm. Nice month. And then we're done April 9th.
Aww. Mm.
Until
January is a bad month. February is a nice month.
Yeah, until we come back from this little slump. We have a lot of injuries. Lord have mercy, do we have a lot of injuries.
It's like an infirmary at practice.
It's crazy.
We've got more ice bags than we do basketballs at this point.
Let's getting back to where we were talking about before we went to Wyoming.
Which one? Wyoming, yeah. Soccer, Overwatch.
You take Wyoming to the tournament for the first time, I think, in 13 years, right? I think it would have been a 13-year game. No.
The actual tournament.
Don't come at me with that.
Not the don't national come invitational at me with that. Tournament, but the real tournament.
Yes, the NCAA.
The big one.
Yeah, out in Seattle.
Right.
The shining moment.
So they go.
Oh, I know it.
Do the Cowboys. You get drafted next season, yes. All right? End of the first round, you go to the Lakers.
Yes.
First thought that goes through your head, is it, A, I got drafted in the first round. B, I'm going to this prestigious organization of the Lakers. C, I will be playing with Kobe Bryant. Or D, none of the
holy
above.
Jesus, that's a big city. New York City.
What did I do to warrant this?
Let me tell you this. It's not a personal
this
attack.
This
happens every week.
This is personal.
Every week.
Angel, you don't have to raise your hand.
This happens every week.
I don't think he's attacking you. I don't believe
it's an Angel. You don't have to.
New York City.
Oh, all right. So the first thing was Kobe. It's like, man, I've been watching this guy, you know, for how long now? This is incredible, right? This is awesome.
Yeah, until he cussed your ass out.
No. I mean, look, he's the only time he would like really get on you if you weren't playing 100%, and like that's definitely not something that like you have to worry about with me.
Weren't playing well or weren't playing hard.
No, 100%. No. Making or missing shots is one thing, but if you're not playing hard, that's when you'll get
That's what I'm asking.
Like if you're taking shots and just missing them, so be it. But like. Look, if you're dogging it out there or trying to look cool, that's when.
Oh yeah.
No. Oh ho ho.
Looking cool is.
Oh yeah.
And that was your rookie season was his farewell tour,
was,
correct?
Yes, just a, it was.
So that's awesome.
Yes, I was on the court for 30 minutes of Mamba Day.
Ugh.
It was awesome.
My arm.
Tell us. Well, now it's even cooler because we busted Hood and Alec. Yeah, Hood, Rodney Hood, and Alec Burks.
Rodney,
now that they're
Rufus
on our
Hood.
Team, yeah, we busted their ass. It was awesome. The amount of illegal screens we got away with only if you set it for Kobe, though, because the refs weren't going to call that.
Right.
Exactly.
How many assists did you have that game?
Running like a bulldozer. How many what?
How many assists did you have that game?
I didn't dribble then.
That was pre-assist. Oh.
No. Yeah, that was pre-playmaking.
Hilarious.
That was pre-playmaking.
Yes.
I love how you blossomed in Cleveland.
Like, you know what? That is true. That is
Morpheus
true.
Morpheus and Larry.
Don't call me Morpheus.
Yes, Larry's Neo.
Oh, I'm my
Morpheus.
Gosh.
No. I'm Morpheus. Larry is Neo. And I kept telling them.
It's not personal.
No,
I'm telling you. It's not personal.
No, it's not.
No,
personal.
This is true. This is true. Actually, having Channing on the team made me do more.
Do more what?
Oh, why?
Because I yell at him every time. I'm like, what the fuck?
Just
what
do
the
more
F
work.
Put doing?
In more work?
No. Like, no. But not, he didn't affect my, he didn't affect
you
my work.
Can you dribble?
Yeah.
That's what I asked.
Like, these are our conversations. Like, I'd get it off the glass and pass it, and he'd be like, What are you doing? Getting it to my guards, you know? And then.
You are a guard, stupid. Dribble the ball up. What is somebody going to say? Larry, don't dribble.
I mean, he does so many things. I mean, he sets the screen while cooking. Holding the ball, while creating and faking, then passing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty.
But it's That's hard. Awesome. So, like, as that position, you have to constantly do it over and over and over and over and over again. So you can't just do it one game and not do it the next. So when he doesn't do it, I got to yell at him. Because then he reminds himself, oh, crap,
I could dribble and pass, and basically I'm a guard. And it's hard for big guys, you know, and I keep telling them during games, if I make a three and they switch up the lineup for somebody to guard me, I've done my job. If he dribbles the ball up once and the coach puts somebody else in that is a better matchup, he's done his job. Because in the NBA, everybody has a card that says 6 minutes this guy's going in, 3 minutes this guy's going in, blah, 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 blah. If I have to move off my card, now everything is messed
up. Foul everything up.
You foul everything up.
How would you describe your game, like, if you're comparing it to anybody else? Every player has that moment where it's just like, okay, you have this similarity or whatever. I've heard Blake Griffin, but how would you describe your game?
See, early on, it was
Chris Dudley.
Early on. Early on, it was early on Blake Griffin. Yes, because I'm an ambiguous race. I can jump high. I played in LA, right? Three for three.
Yeah,
there we go. But
you're not a redhead,
huh? I said ambiguous.
That covered the whole thing. Right.
You do look Pakistani a little bit.
A little bit. I've passed for like Cuban and yeah.
Yeah. Ema's not getting the sun.
No, if you see me in the summer, I don't. I look like Channing. Yeah,
yeah. You should see me when I was a rookie when I grew my hair out and had a tan. It was like, "Hey, papi, Channing."
Hey, I'm papito. Like,
"Yeah, nobody. I'm from Arizona. No habla español. Sorry."
But now, honestly, like I feel like now I feel like I feel like I'm kind of getting more towards like the Draymond Green type. You know, the kind of Swiss Army knife. Steals, blocks, kind of get your hand in a little bit of everything.
Channing. How do you feel you are, Angela? That's what I want to know. I see your videos.
Yes, Angela.
How do you feel?
Angela.
Who about are
you? Angela. No, about you.
Yeah,
about
who
me?
Are you?
Yeah,
what is your game?
What was your game?
What was my game?
Yes.
I was pretty Draymond Greenish. Or...
You're tiny, though.
It doesn't matter. I have a heart of lion. In those moments where it's just like, you only be open, it's like, bam, all right, cool. Well, that was your fault. But, no? Oh.
I'm not saying no. I'm just saying statistically, I would rather take chances with that than Kevin Durant, Clay. Andre's my guy. Andre is my guy from college. I think he's one of the most underrated talented guys almost ever in the NBA, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
On that team, he is a good shooter. On that team, people are like, we're living.
If you're going to pick one.
If you have to pick one. And that's ridiculous.
On any other team, he's not getting the open looks he's getting with that team. Because you got to live with something. What are you going to live with? Steph Curry? No.
It's Clay?
It's
OK. Can't live with anybody else.
No.
Hell no.
Right, exactly.
Anybody. And that's what's crazy about that. It is scary.
It's terrifying. That's what makes them them.
And they know it. And you go, listen, these are three of the top five best score shooters in the NBA, in the history of the NBA, why am I shooting? Like, here, you shoot it. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the mentality changes. Not like, this isn't, no matter what I shoot, unless it's a layup, this is not the best shot for our team. 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
You shoot
yes.
it.
Yes.
Unless it is a layup.
A layup, yes. dunk, or
a kick layup out three.
No,
or kick out, a corner
depends
three.
On who you
corner three. Corner
depends
three.
On who you are.
Corner
well, that's why we need you guys shooting more threes. We see, you know, Larry
I'm out there,
Jr. out there
a little bit.
Throwing them up a couple him. Of times. He's just all around.
I'm getting my feet wet.
He's very.
You hesitate.
I like that.
I do
a little,
but I'm getting my feet wet. Okay. I haven't shot threes like my whole career, I'm getting my feet wet.
You're growing every year.
Don't go crazy.
Yeah, I'm working on things. You know, I'm not gonna start. I'm not, you know, gonna go. I'm not Marc Gasol. I'm not gonna go from not shooting threes to banging home 42%
like
of them,
a Joel Embiid type.
I'm just getting.
Yeah, but what's funny is, has Joel Embiid ever shot a corner three?
No.
Where does he shoot from?
The top of the key.
That's it. So
that's
just
where I shoot
pick
from.
A spot.
Well, that well the corner or the two. Side.
No.
Side.
My that the right wing, oh, yeah. like the right nipple on the 3-point. Oh my gosh!
Is that what you call it? This is 2018.
I've
Don't
never
assume.
Heard that before.
You've never heard that?
Right. And you better stop it.
Angel, like
you
Angel
better
giggling
stop
like
it.
A she's a nipple.
You better stop.
No. I've never heard that in basketball ever. I've been
What do you call it? The break? The break.
Yeah.
So the break. The that's fine. The break. No, like where, you know, where the corner meets the arc and there's a little you know, the little
do you know what old school people used to call it?
What'd they call it?
The witch's titty.
The witch's titty. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The witch's titty.
That's interesting. It's thanks, very guys. Weird.
But anyway, the right break, if you give me a three from there.
You go to YMCA, yo, hit me on the witch's titty.
Oh, man. The old guys are going to throw it right there.
What? They're like this. No look.
Here you go.
This is so funny saying this to a girl.
It's so weird that she was right. Like,
it's so weird.
I said nipple and she went.
She's never.
We
called
don't
it
use
that
term
like,
in women's basketball.
Yeah. Well, okay. Here's a question. The WNBA, you have some amazing. Not to change this from you.
Oh no, not I'm to, good. I'm good with this.
Here's a question on my mind.
This is great. Don't stop making what? Fun of me, please.
What does the WNBA have to do to get over that hump of like to get that notoriety and that like equality? Ooh, there we go.
That's it's very one. Interesting. I think people need to appreciate basketball for basketball. I think people are comparing it to the NBA. It's a different game. Yes, basketball is basketball, but women's basketball is its own style.
Right.
I don't think that you can say, oh, they're not dunking, and then someone dunks, and you're like, oh, but she's 6'7". Okay, well, what do you want to see out of it? I think it's – and I've covered two finals at this point, and I've never had – like, I had chills in that game going back and forth, mm-hmm. and it was just great basketball. I think as far as over the hump and the respect, it's – people, because you see guys in the league, in the NBA, that'll say, oh man, this person is on my league, or Kobe, all the greats of the NBA that, you know, respect the game and respect
real,
the players.
Real hoopers respect real hoopers.
But then the YMCA guys are like, oh, I could take you one-on-one, they're trash. And so it's just like, why are you acknowledging the people that can never step on the court with you? Yeah. So either you respect the game, I'm not trying to change it for you.
Right.
We're doing the game for ourselves. Like this, we love to play the game for ourselves, but at the same time, it is a marketing situation too, where they want more funding, they want more money, they travel differently.
Right.
Like they don't have, you know, first class travel as far as accommodations and stuff like that. So it's different. It's different.
Totally
different. It is very, very different. But it is a young league. It's only 21, 22 years old.
Oh.
That is true.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember the Cleveland Rockers?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been trying to get my hands on one of those jerseys for a long time.
Stop. I'm sure somebody could hook you up.
That's not a joke.
You love jerseys. Same building, same idea.
Did I ever tell you a story about how Diana Taurasi beat us in a shooting contest?
Us, as in all of you, right?
In a shooting contest.
She's the GOAT.
I'm not shooting against this story.
So now a bunch of us, we had a shooting drill. Now, mind you, she just got done with practice. So I guess it's 50-50 because she got done with practice. We're going to practice.
Set the scene. You're where?
So we're in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. So it's myself, Jason Richardson, Steve Nash, and she was shooting. And we were like, come on in here in this drill with us. And it's like make 100 or something like that. So she's like, you want me to use your ball or our ball? And we're like, I was like, use our ball. Stop playing. Like, if you're going barbecue me, you got to use the man's ball. She got, all right, no big deal. And I said, I'm in trouble. Right. So she's like, hold on, let me warm up with this. So she just shooting a couple layups, shoot a little whatever. I was like, okay, cool. So Steve goes, and Steve to me is almost like Kyrie, where they are underrated shooters because the shots they take are the level of difficulty, but at the rate that they shoot them, is unbelievable. Like if Kyrie ever lost, knock on wood, like any of his quickness, agility, he would still be one of the best shooters I've ever seen, and he would be one of the best shooters in the NBA. Underrated. Steve Nash, obviously, 90 or 50, 40, 10 or 50, 40, 60.
40, 50, 90.
Yeah. Steve comes in there out of 100. Let's say Steve, no warm up, nothing, makes 87 out of 100. Let's say Jason Richardson makes.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no warm up. Shoot, around threes?
Yeah, threes, twos, threes, moving.
Okay.
So it's like a nice little warm up thing. Easy.
Is that not ridiculous to you?
It's ridiculous.
It's pretty high.
Steve every day. It's not the shot looks
what was
exactly
the What
same.
Number did you say?
87.
You said 87.
Of 100.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Twos and threes.
Twos and threes. 87. Oh. Easy.
That's a lot.
Right?
I need to practice some more.
Answer. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
disgusting.
That may be
so then
wise.
Jason Richardson comes. He gets 80, which is also ridiculous.
Yeah, it's very good.
I come in there, and I'm young. I need a little bit more warm up.
Right.
Big
42.
Guy.
Right.
No, stop it.
Pushing 50.
74, 75, which is okay. Right? The highest I've ever got is 88.
right? But I was on fire. I was already warmed up, all good. She comes in there, okay? When I tell you, it was about 3 minutes of straight shooting before she missed.
Same exact shots.
Same exact shots. 94.
Same ball.
Mm.
Same ball.
Same
Not
rim.
Even a women's ball.
Same rim.
Good stuff.
Great stuff. Also, I walked into...
Wait, how was she afterwards? Was she like...
Or was yeah, she was like...
was she cool? And all she of was us feeling were herself.
Like, all of us said...
she was feeling herself. She acted cool, but she was feeling herself.
She's cool as shit in general.
She's... The coolest, the coolest.
Like, no, she's super, like she yeah, acted like, yeah. oh, I did Dog, that all
no, 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 no.
That's what I mean.
When
she
I was in
she
college,
will let you know, like, oh, yeah, really? I told you I was going to beat
what
you.
She did, yeah, oh, what did she
that's
do?
That's her personality. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, in college, I'm from Phoenix, so I went back. I was at a club with a friend, and she was like, yo, C-Fry, love your game, man. Much love. Like, she sunned me.
Yo,
but I was happy about it. I was like, yo, thank you. She super sunned me. You know, like most dudes on some masculinity stuff will be like, girl, I'll whoop you. But she was like, yo, C-Fry, love your game, dog. I was like, oh, shit, it's Diana. I was like, yo, your shit's tight too. Like, you know, I don't know if she'll ever remember that, but I'm telling you, it was this like place downtown Central Phoenix my boy used to work at. But then I saw Brittany Griner, two dribble spin move boom on somebody in practice, and I walked out because Corey Gaines, who's my guy, shout out Corey Gaines. I think he's a coach in Detroit now for the Pistons. He was a head coach for them when they won a bunch of championships. He was on the SMU team that played really fast. Anyways, or is it LMU?
It doesn't matter. Let's go.
Anyways.
Both are fast.
Yep, both are very fast. So I was sitting in there because I had got ice, and I was just like, oh, they're practicing, whatever. I see Brittany Griner, two dribble spin move, boomski on somebody, right? Like Shaq type Boom. Stuff.
And hung on the rim probably like
no,
Larry.
No, no, wasn't hanging on the rim. Now let's, okay, let's don't hype my story up now. She boomed somebody, and I literally was so shocked. I threw my hands up, walked out of practice, and Corey texted me afterwards. He was like, she does that on a daily. Mm-hmm. But could you imagine? It was ridiculous. She's like as tall and as big as you are.
But your sister played too. Like, obviously, you've had to have these discussions with her and the respect that they deserve or want in a game. And
yeah, my sister is like, she has your stance, you know, just very basketball is basketball. And, you know.
You said my stance. What about our stance? How do you feel?
Angel, don't try to put me out there like that. I'm the one that said Hooper's rich. You know, you're not going to find an NBA player disrespecting a WNBA player. You're going to find high school basketball players that aren't going to play past that level going, oh, please, my high school basketball team could beat their WNBA team.
Right.
I agree with you. It'd be a sad day. I'd love to see that game personally. It shut a lot of people up.
Hey, Road Trippin' fans, don't forget, we're working with a t-shirt company that you may have seen around, Homage. They're the ones that are responsible for LeBron's Ultimate Warrior shirt and many of the college designs you see on tees. As they pay homage to great moments in sports and inspiring stories, go check out their NBA Jam tees at homage.com. You're sure to be inspired and we'll get a kick out of their special design for Richard and Channing, along with three other designs specific to the Road Trippin' fan. Get them while they're still in stock at homage.com.